Hi, guys.
Hi.
I was actually fortunate enough to trap Mike in the elevator the other day. But I didn't.
Oh, great. Yeah, you told me about that. It was exciting.
But it was for me, at least, and my wife. I didn't.
a common fantasy.
Let's just leave it there.
But I didn't get a chance to talk to you. I discovered Penny Arcade in 2006 when my wife sent me your books while I was in Iraq.
In an archaeological dig.
No, but it was very much a discovery for me, and it opened up something very special. And it was something that in the one or two times a week I get to talk to her, that we could actually share.
Wow.
And I actually passed the books around so much and used them so often that I had to replace them more than one time. And as much as Mike's art brought me joy, your writing has been an inspiration to me and a lot of my other friends, particularly the carrot cake soup story. After that book fell apart, I kept the pages in my uniform for the rest of the tour.
I don't even know how to respond to that. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for a lot of it.
Can we get you some books? Because we have those.
I have ordered a place that I'll happily take.
But it sounds like you might need extras, is what I'm saying.
I do hand them out quite freely. I look forward to your blog so much 3 times a week, and your writing style is so fantastic, but it's very unusual compared to what you see in mainstream media. Do you have any particular authors that inspired you to actually use 25-cent words and spend more than 10 minutes thinking about what you were going to say?
Oh, it's definitely between Neal Stephenson and Mark Twain. That's the point I try to chart. It's like the literate smartass is the target. And it sounds like I hit it on occasion. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Honestly, thank you.